Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus' Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We've been sharing with you on the subject of the Holy Spirit, and we talked about the Holy Spirit's working in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. In the New Testament, we've seen the fact that He abides in us forever when we receive the Holy Spirit to dwell in us. He comes to teach us. He comes to bring all things to our remembrance. He's the one that's going to testify of the things of Jesus. He guides us into all the truth, and He shows us things to come. Everything that the Holy Spirit does will always glorify the Lord. The Holy Spirit's the one who reproves the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. He's the one that's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He bears witness with the things that are of the Lord. He intercedes for us. He's at work to bring forth the things that God wants in our life. Now, we can't be quenching the Holy Spirit. We can't be hindering Him, resisting Him, or tempting Him. But no, we need to yield to Him and be led by the Holy Spirit. Well, we're going to talk specifically about being led by the Holy Spirit today. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 16, "Know ye not that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you?" He's come to dwell in you on the inside of you. 2 Corinthians 6:16, "I will dwell in them, and I will walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people." The Holy Spirit wants to walk in you. He's going to lead you and guide you in the ways of the Lord. Now in Ephesians chapter 5, in verse 18 and 19, the Bible says that we're to be being filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, the more that you're filled with the Holy Spirit, the more the influence of the Holy Spirit will be able to work in your life in order to lead you and guide you in the ways that He has for you. Now in John chapter 14 and verse 16 and 17, the Bible says, "I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him, but you know Him, for He dwelleth with you, and shall be in you." And then down in verse 26, it says, "He shall teach you all things, bring all things to your remembrance." So the Holy Spirit is going to teach us. He's going to bring all these things to our remembrance. And then we see the fact that He is going to lead us. In Romans chapter 8, verse 14, "Those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Now we're going to be looking at these principles that are important for you to be led by the Holy Spirit. In Psalms 32, verse 8, "I will instruct thee and teach thee in the way that thou shalt go. I will guide thee with mine eye." So God has promised in His Word, He's going to lead us. He's going to instruct us and teach us, show us the way to go. So He will lead us. He will guide us with His eye. In Psalms 27, verse 11, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." God will teach you His way, and then as He leads you, according to the teaching that He's given you, He will lead you in a plain path. And the reason is because of your enemies. Your enemies are out there trying to deceive you. So one thing you know about the leading of the Holy Spirit in your life, it will be in a plain path. There will be no guesswork about it. It'll be clear. God leads you in a plain path so that you will walk in His ways and not see the enemies overcome you in any area of life. In Genesis chapter 24, in verse 27, here's where the scripture says, "Blessed be the Lord God of my master Abraham, who hath not left destitute my master of His mercy and of His truth. I, being in the way, the Lord led me to the house of my master's brethren." Notice that statement, "I, being in the way." You know, we've got to be in the way, and the way of the Lord is the way of the Word of God. If you're going to be led by the Holy Spirit, you've got to be in the way of the Lord. And then in Genesis 24, verse 40, "He said to me, the Lord, before whom I walk, will send His angel with thee and prosper thy way." Notice, It says, before whom I walk. That tells us something else. Not only are we to be in the way of the Lord, but we're to be walking before Him. Before whom I walk, and you walk step by step. This is why you can't just have the talk. You've got to have the walk. You've got to have the walk of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life, evidenced by the fruit. And it says that He will send His angel with thee and prosper thy way. So the angels are involved in seeing the prosperity of God in your life, says you are being led by the Holy Spirit. In Genesis chapter 24, in verse 48, here's where he bowed down his head, worshiped the Lord, blessed the Lord God of his master Abraham, which had led me in the right way to take my master's brother's daughter unto his son. Here he was led to see what God had for him, which was to bring him to the master's brother's daughter. And he said he led them in the right way. God will lead you in the right way to obtain what his will is for your life. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, in verse 1, all the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers. Verse 2, he says, thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep these commandments or not. Otherwise, God is going to lead you. And 40 is the number of testing. The wilderness speaks of spiritual wilderness as such that you and I are being tested in to see whether or not we're going to walk in His ways and enter into the promised land, which are the promises of God. So God is leading you and He's testing you through His Word to find out, are you going to do what He says or not? He's going to humble you and He's going to prove you to find out what's really in your heart and whether you will keep the commandments of the Lord or not. Verse 3, He humbled thee, and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that He might make thee know that man doth not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live. One of the things you must realize is the Holy Spirit is going to take the things of Jesus and show them unto you, and the leading of the Holy Spirit will always be in line with the Word of God. That's why God wants you to understand that you live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord. In Amos chapter 2 and verse 9 and 10, he says, yet destroyed I the Amorite before them, whose height was like the height of the cedars, and he was strong as the oaks. Yet I destroyed his fruit from above, and his roots from beneath. Also I brought you up from the land of Egypt, and led you 40 years through the wilderness to possess the land of the Amorite. Here we see the leading of the Lord is going to bring you out of Egypt, as it says. Egypt is a type of the world. God's going to lead you out of all the things of the world, all the things of the flesh and sin, and He's going to lead you to possess the promised land, which are the promises of God. Yet they had to deal with the enemies, and it said He destroyed the Amorite. He had to destroy his fruit from above and his roots from beneath. That's why you got to deal with all the fruit of the enemy, the fruits of the flesh, the works of the flesh, all the things of the world, all the fruit from yielding to sin, and you've got to deal with every spiritual root. You're going to have to cast out the spirits. You're going to have to deal with all the attitudes, all the intentions, the thoughts, all the motivations from within you. Everything has to be dealt with in order to go in and possess your land. And the Word of God, through the leading of the Holy Spirit, will bring you out of all that so that you can go in and possess the promises of God. In Psalms 37, verse 4, the Bible says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Now the word delight does not mean to be happy or joyful. It is a word, when you look it up, which means to be pliable, to be yielding, to be adaptable. God wants you to be yielded, adaptable, pliable, or supple to the Lord. And as you do that, then you're going to be allowing Him to work within you, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. He's going to place those desires in your heart through the Word of God and through the gifts and talents and the things that He's placed, the callings of God upon your life, and He wants to give you the desires of your heart. But it doesn't happen automatically. It's going to happen when you make yourself pliable, yielding, and adaptable unto the Lord. And then in verse 5, it goes on and says, commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. You've got to commit your way unto the Lord. You can't be walking your own way. You can't be walking the way of the flesh or the world. You've got to walk the way of the Lord, which is the way of holiness, the way of the Word of God. And you must trust also in Him. He's promised to bring it to pass. He says, He shall bring it to pass. That means all the desires of your heart that God has given unto you, if you commit your way unto the Lord, if you make yourself pliable, yielded, adaptable to Him, if you trust in Him, then He's going to bring it to pass in your life. Psalms 37, verse 23, The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. The steps of the good man. When it talks about the good man, the word good is italicized in the King James. It's denoting something special about what it's talking about, because the word for man is not the normal word for man. This word man is the word which means a valiant warrior. And so the good man is the valiant warrior man. The steps of the one who's going to be a warrior for the Lord, that means he's going to fight the good fight of faith. That means he's going to war a good warfare, enduring hardness as a good soldier in the Lord Jesus Christ, put on the armor of God. He's going to enter into the battle. Those steps are ordered or established by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. So God's going to lead you in warfare against your enemies, and you as the valiant one, the one who's going to be mighty through the Lord, you're going to walk in victory, you're going to overcome, and you're going to delight in the way that God has for you. In Proverbs 16, verse 9, a man's heart deviseth his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. God's desires are put within you, and so your heart will devise your way, but who directs your steps? In walking this out to possess what God has placed in your heart, it's going to be step by step, and it's the Lord who directs your steps. Proverbs 16:3 says, Commit thy works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be established. As God is directing your steps, you've got to commit your works, all your actions, all the things you do unto the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. And as you choose the way of the Lord, then you will enter into what he has for you. All of these principles are important to be led by the Holy Spirit. Another scripture, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 17. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. When God's leading you and guiding you, he's going to lead you in the paths of peace. Peace must be the umpire in your heart. In Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just is the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. That shows you the path, that's the steps that you're to take, the way that he's leading you, of the just, that's the righteous one. It's as a shining light. It shines more and more, clear and clear, unto the perfect day. And then in Proverbs 3:5, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways, and he shall direct your paths. As God directs your paths and leads you and guides you, you're going to be led by the Spirit of God. You got to be in the way of the Lord, walking before him. Know that he's going to humble you and prove you and find out if you're going to keep his commandments. You're going to go the way to possess the promises of God and overcome the enemy. Be pliable. Be yielded unto him. Trust in him. You're going to go step by step. And God's going to put his thoughts, his desires within you. And all the paths are going to lead you in peace. And as you follow that way, the path of the just, it'll shine brighter and brighter. The right timing will be shown forth. And you will see that as you trust in him, you will enter into the promises of God. And you'll be led by the Holy Spirit in the right way of the Lord. As I close today, do you need healing? If so, I minister healing and deliverance, and I've seen the Lord set believers free from cancer, diabetes, heart problems, tumors, asthma, seizures, barrenness, palsy, arthritis, all kinds of sickness and disease and pains in the body. If you need healing, please call me for an appointment at 602-279-5212 or come to Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, 2955 West Fairmount Avenue in Phoenix for one of our services, Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Wednesday at 7. For more information or an appointment, please call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.